Yee-haw! Hang on for the wildest podcast in the West! It's the Disney Nerds Podcast!
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 141. It is early July 2016. Joining me tonight, Jimmy from Once Upon a Time Travel. Jimmy, what is happening?
Hello, how's it going? I am excited to be here. Excited about this show tonight, actually.
It is going to be pretty cool. And also joining me, the Peachy Queen. Charlotte, what's up?
Not much, just the heat.
Yeah, again, just like last week, you know that.
That's
all
right.
About the peaches in Georgia in the heat. But we have, so last week we talked about some park news, and we alluded to the fact that Ed was in the parks. So I am about to leverage technology and Skype and telephone Ed, who is live in the parks right now. So let me go ahead and add him to this call, and we're going to see what Ed is up to.
That's pretty incredible. I don't think we've ever done this before.
We have not.
This is exciting. I'm so glad I'm here for groundbreaking technology for the nerds.
I think I'm adding him.
Yeah, he may not answer, which would be funny on its own right.
We have technology success. Ed, where are you right now?
Don't jinx it.
I won't.
I'm right now at Hollywood Studios, right in front of the Chinese Theater in the courtyard, getting ready for the fireworks.
For what fireworks? I have to ask you that.
It's the Star Wars fireworks. I'm not sure the exact name. But it happens to be one of the best shows at Walt Disney World right now.
So you've
and I
seen
tell you
it
what,
before.
Yeah, this will be my third time.
Nice.
And I tell you what, everybody's figured it out. Last week, they first started showing it. And it took everybody started showing up maybe a half hour early to get ready for it. Now it's like an hour and 15 minutes people are sitting down getting ready for it.
Oh, wow. It's the popular
oh, yeah.
one then, huh?
And it's, well, it's going to be. It's going to be the top show, hopefully, because it's farther in the summer. And as far as where we're allowed to sit, that's kind of like wide open too. All in front of the courtyard, you can actually sit on the other side of the stage between the stage and the theater, although you wouldn't see much. But it's not that restricted like it was with the fireworks last a couple months ago.
Right, so, and we've talked about this before, Ed. The previous generation of this, the fireworks were directly behind the Chinese Theater, but now they've sort of moved them to the right. How does that impact where you stand, or does it?
Well, it doesn't, because right now they don't have to close Toy Story Mania, they don't have to close the Animation Courtyard or any of that. So the fireworks are like in the Magic Kingdom, they're so far behind the park they don't get in the way.
Nice. Let me ask you, Ed, take us through your day today. How'd you start your day and what did you do today?
Well, actually, today was like a break day. I hit both the character warehouses in Orlando and
nice.
Then hit Hollywood Studios probably about 3 o'clock. I got a lot of great deals. I went on the cruise last summer, which was 2015, and guess what they had on sale? A lot of cruise photo journals and photo books.
Awesome.
So I got a couple shirts and I got a couple photo albums and I got a lot of May the 4th Be With You stuff, believe it or not.
Nice.
Oh, very cool.
And
yeah.
So I asked Ed and you and I had a conversation online and I asked if they had anything for Father's Day Star Wars, did they?
They did, but according to John, they came out late with it. They do have the Best Father in the Galaxy t-shirts with Darth Vader on it.
Which is nice.
And it's pretty cool. But supposedly they weren't out in time for Father's Day, so that kind of hurt it.
Cool. So the those warehouses you're talking about are a topic for a future show. Here's what everybody
wants
to know. How was your day at Epcot? What's going on in Norway, Ed?
Well, there's a lot of waiting going on in Norway right now. I've been on Frozen Ever After, I guess it's called, twice so far. And the first time we went on it, we went over as a family last week to Epcot, and we're just going to walk around all night, but we decided to get online. The line started at 70 minutes, and it turned to 150 minutes.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's pretty wild how long it stays outside, but once you get inside, it seems to kind of move along. They were nice. They had water, ice water all along the line, so you could definitely refill the bottles and get hydrated, so that was really cool. Fast Pass is awesome. Walk right in the building. And you walk into the building now, and it's completely different. I mean, it kind of looks like the old village you're walking into when you got off the boat from Norway ride, Maelstrom. And that's been rebuilt in there, and though. And the standby line goes through, what's the guy with the sauna?
Oh,
big summer blowout.
Right. Well, anyway, you walk through this store, and it's really cool. You walk through this store, and the sauna itself is animated, the window to the sauna. So he has like four or five different things. He wipes off the steam, and he says something to you, which is pretty cool. I was able to video a couple of those.
Cool. So Ed, the track and the ride vehicles are the same. Is that right?
Yeah, I agree. They made the boats look a little nicer. The ride itself is great. The animatronics are great. The music's pretty awesome. You get a lot of Olaf, so I'm sure a lot of people will be happy for that.
A lot of Olaf, nice.
The animatronic of Queen Elsa, is crazy good. The way she moves her arms, I can't tell if it's all animated or all animatronic.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So taking that video face thing to the next level, you think?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. The skin, you can see the different skin textures and such like that. It's funny because Olaf almost looks fluffy the way he looks in there. So it's good. And you know what? Waiting online for 2 hours, I know a lot of us in the show say we'll never do it for more than 15, 20 minutes to see the line we'll walk on. Every once in a while, you got to do it. We had a blast. We got to meet the people in front of us and behind us, and for, you know, an hour and a half, we're just talking away and having a great time. So it wasn't that bad a wait.
That's awesome.
That's good.
To me, that adds so much.
Sure. And then the question actually came up while we're online. This is around 7:30, 8 o'clock. If it's a 120-minute line, what are they doing at 9 o'clock? So by the time we got outside, we got outside probably about 8:45. They cut the line off, so. But it was kind of wild. Now the line was longer than the hours of the park was going to be open.
Now, Ed, based on what I saw so far, where you get on the ride vehicle is not where you used to get on Maelstrom. You're getting on it sort of at the in-between area, it almost looked like.
I would almost say you're getting on in the village.
Getting on the village,
off the village? Yeah, and the village is now decorated to look like Arendelle. But as you're looking around, I kind of felt that like I've been there before because it looks similar, but not. I couldn't like prove that or figure out where we came out of and stuff like that. It's really nice in that they tease you because on the standby line, you come inside the building, you go through the hallway, and you get into the big room, which is a lot of back and forth. And you walk right past the loading dock, and then you basically veer away from it for another half hour.
That's awesome.
They give you that little tease.
That's awesome. And Ed, you provided us some audio. Let's go ahead and listen to that experience on Frozen Ever After.
Oh, cool.
Inside the boat there, a bunch of little ones laughing. Para su seguridad, mantenga las manos y brazos, y pies y piernas, dentro del bote. Y tú vas a subir, ya. Have a good trip now.
Oh, and now they're best friends.
Like I said, there was a lot of Olaf, so the first two scenes were Olaf, and that was pretty cool. Afterwards, we did go to the meet and greet, so we got to meet Anna and Elsa, and that was actually pretty fun. They were very, very interactive, so that was really good.
So that's the new construction, right?
Correct. Yep. All the whole area is now all brand new. It's kind of that little walk-around where they used to have the Kim Possible stand and things like that, where it's just been backed out. And it's not as big as you think it's going to be, as far as what it looks like. And you're basically going to a couple houses, and you're going into a reindeer stall as you come out. Something else that's really cool, what's the bakery there, the Strigula place? I never noticed it, but it has a grass roof now. I don't know if that was on before, and I just never noticed it, but it's got a living grass roof.
Cool.
That's pretty wild.
I can't remember the name of it, but is that the place with the cronut?
Yeah. Yeah,
no, they got the school bread. The school bread.
Oh, school bread. School bread. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking of. School bread. Yes.
And those really good sandwiches. I don't remember what they're called, but they're really good sandwiches.
Sorry, I had a question.
Oh, yeah.
Did they do any kind of like snow room like they had during the Frozen summer over at Hollywood Studios? Is there any kind of like cool snow room that they've got hidden away for people? No.
Not that I saw.
I wish they had done that.
Well, it would have been cool. The church, the Stav Church, has been less frozen, if that makes any sense. I mean, there's still a couple pictures of the characters, but it's not as much as it was before. Oh, and something else that I haven't figured the answer to this out is that on the ride, Frozen After, there's a part where it flashes in your face as if you're taking a picture. We weren't able to find the picture stands after we got out of the ride, or were you be able to find them? I haven't checked my fast band or the photo pass to see if they went on automatically.
Yeah, I checked my Disney Experience. Maybe just go straight there.
There is definitely a picture. I've seen other people post it. At least one other person posted on Facebook. So there is there definitely is a picture.
Okay. It just didn't seem like there's a place where you can scan your band or buy one.
With the new technology, though, you don't really have to scan your band anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Like on Space Mountain, we never scan our band anymore.
right?
You,
another trend.
Go on.
I'm sorry. Another trend going on right now is that it seems like all the fast passes, they're doing the first set of fast pass scanning, and they're waving off the second one. Everything except for Norway to the Frozen ever after. But all the other rides, you just basically scan the first time, and then the other ones are covered up when you get to the second check mark. I guess it's a matter of just getting the crowds through faster.
Could be.
Sure. Oh, and speaking of crowds, getting through faster, just as an FYI, you're coming to Disney World. Don't forget, you're going to need your badge checked. That happens all the time. You're also going to be randomly selected for the Medal of Adventure. They've been running those the last couple of weeks we've been down here, and it's funny how randomly we get selected every time. I don't know if we just have the look or whatever. And it was funny because they had the Thunder and Lightning coming in, and they were closed down, but they still had the wands. So they were scanning people with the wands.
So it's still random? It's not everyone that's going through now?
Yeah, it's random. But the rumor's out there it's going to become everyone soon. They need more of those boots because it'll take forever.
Right.
Right.
It's coming to the Magic Kingdom. It's, like, scary because how crowded it is in that courtyard. They need people to go through the scanners and get their bags.
Mm-hmm. So how's the crowd this week?
It's been busy. If I had to use my own crowd calendar, I would say 7s and 8s. And then peaking out at 10s, depending on where you are or what time.
Now, are you guys staying for the 4th?
Good, same. No. No. We're we're out of here, actually. Tomorrow's the last day, and then we're driving out of here in Thursday.
So you'll get away from the crowds.
Which isn't a bad thing to be leaving.
No, definitely not.
So, Ed, you talked about other attractions. Did you ride Soarin', and tell us what you thought?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I rode Soarin' a number of times through fast passes and just rope drop in Epcot. And it was really good. I have some bad news, though. You remember how it was always a matter of getting on the first row, the second row, or the third row to get a good seat?
Right.
Now the concern is going to be when you're in the theaters trying to load those cars, you've got to be in the center one. If you're on the right side or if you're on the far left side, the screen curves really dramatically where the, what was the good example? Oh, yeah, Eiffel Tower. When I was sitting on the far right side watching Eiffel Tower, I was like, what's wrong with it? What's going on? And it was totally like curved almost like a C. So it's really, I'm sure because of the digital and the HD, you know, cameras and stuff, that it's like that. But you have to be in the center, and that's the best way to go now. You would wait to get in that loading bay, too. Which was cool because we got the last ride on it with the kids was loading bay 2, front row. So that's the absolute perfect seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Uh-oh, what's going on behind?
15 minutes. Disney's Hollywood Studios will proudly present Star Wars, A Galactic Spectacular. The show begins in just 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
15 minutes. All the blue lights just came on. So everybody's all bathed in blue lights. And now comes the part where we're going to see who starts standing up. Hopefully nobody stands up before the show starts, but like last night, the first person stood up front, then everybody else has to start standing up. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes tonight.
The show can hear the early watch music. That's awesome.
It's awesome. And actually, to be honest with you, they should be doing this for the last half hour. It's nice that they're doing it now, but they have a lot of room to play some music. What were you saying, Carlos?
Where are the good, where are the best viewing spots for that? You got any center. Secret hidden spots?
No, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait with the crowd in the center.
Dead center.
The way the trees are in the courtyard, if you're too far right or too far left, you won't see all the stages or the screens. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine a tiny theater where it's got the big facade in the center, and it's got the two buildings on the right side that has the lit up movie signs. Well, to the right and left of that, now you have other buildings that have this tan material on it that's going to reflect off the video as the show goes on later on.
Oh.
So you have to really be able to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different screens.
So you heard it, guys. In the center.
What's the highlight of that show?
Fire. We saw it last week, and they added since then big pillars of fire at two different times in the show. And these things go 100 feet in the air. So high up in the air, actually, the other night at Animal Kingdom, we're watching the show on the tree, and we could see the flames reflecting off the tree. That was pretty cool, and it's hot as hell. Like, when it comes up, you can feel the heat.
Wow.
That's a big...
So what are they? They're on the theater, or where is this fire?
fire coming straight up from the top of the Chinese Theater on either side of the main facades.
Wow.
Just two big pillars that go straight up. You'll see my video. I'll post it on YouTube hopefully tomorrow or the next night.
So this is like probably the only like the second time that they've used this. Illuminations obviously being the first.
Sure.
You don't see them use fire a lot.
Right, and you got to ask, do they have like a blow-off afterwards, or do they have to blow the extra propane off maybe? We'll see someday. Something else to remember is when you line up for this show, Phantasmic comes out. So you've got everybody from Phantasmic beat to get back down here too to see the show. So you should get yourself established here before that happens.
Is there a second Phantasmic tonight, Ed? Could you leave Star Wars and go to Phantasmic?
No, I haven't. There hasn't been a second Phantasmic in the last 2 weeks that I've noticed.
Okay.
Oh, it seems like the park's closing at 10, and that's it.
So you mentioned briefly Animal Kingdom, and you only have 10 more minutes. Can you summarize Animal Kingdom in 10 minutes before the fireworks start?
Now another park that ended up closing, a lot more than we closed Epcot and Magic Kingdom this trip, Animal Kingdom. A couple of the things they've got going is the nighttime safari, which is hit and miss like the daytime safari. Don't expect to see incredible things. The sunset on the savannah is pretty cool. Once you get past the whole idea of, like, what the hell is it doing over there? Because you pass it as soon as you get on the savannah on your left, and it really looks cool because you see it behind the trees, so it looks like it's a big old sun going down. But it really doesn't reflect much, and it doesn't do much for the safari itself. Animal Kingdom also, they have a lot of great entertainment going on now at nighttime. That was really good to just sit and watch. Get a drink, get something to eat, and hang out. African themed, Asian themed, and the show's on the tree. Not last night, the night before. I actually went over there to watch the tree. You could sit or stand anywhere in that area from where the bridge is to where in front of the tree is. And every about 10, 15 minutes, once it turns dark, they show another show on the tree. As far as I can figure out, there's only four of them at this point, and they're all really incredible. I'm sure some of you guys have seen them on YouTube already. There's one based on a small fawn. There's one based on a fox. There's one that's basically a commercial for Hollywood Studios. And what was the last one? Yeah, I'll have to go back and figure that one out. That was fun. It was just really relaxing watching it.
That's pretty interesting. I hadn't seen any of them. I've seen pictures, but I have not seen any of the actual shows. I may go ahead and just boycott it completely until I get there in October.
You could, but you might miss them if you don't wait all around and watch it. You wait till after to catch them, I guess.
Them up, yeah.
Sure. Something else about Animal Kingdom. Oh, here's another tip we figured out. If you want to get out of the Animal Kingdom at night while these things are going on, go during one of the shows on the tree. Because everybody seems to just like stop, look at the tree. But nobody's moving out of the park at that point.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit. We didn't use it, but. Like I said, really cool right now. The Chinese Theater is lit up like the Magic, like the castle is, the Magic Kingdom, where it's like animated on top of the actual facade. So everything's like, really lit up. And one of the first things that happens when the show starts is it all just falls away. Really awesome.
Cool.
So it's actually, they're projecting onto it, but they're projecting the Chinese Theater onto it.
Right. And if they could somehow cover up the lights that say the Great Movie Ride, the signs, that would be awesome too. Once the show starts, they go dark. But, you know, you can see all the projections on top of them, and you can see that the signs are definitely good, right?
Sorry, you talked about studios, you talked about Epcot, you talked about Animal Kingdom. Anything new at Magic Kingdom that you noticed this trip?
No, not really. Magic Kingdom is pretty much steady right now. They are basically done with all their construction, and they're just hanging out. Definitely nothing changed since. They still have the Pirate Show. They still have the, what's the other one of the Magic Kingdom show? Not show, but
Sorcerer's.
Card game. Yep. Oh, and they do have a stage show, a new stage show in front of the castle, which I'm going to probably check out tomorrow.
Cool.
Have you not seen that one yet?
I have not. Nope. It's
That's
a good guy
show,
so I'm looking forward to it.
Change.
I did see you got a chance to go eat at the Skipper Canteen.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, we did that the first night we were here. It was pretty good. Very, very limited selection. We were lucky because you really can't go wrong with steak. Steak works out really well wherever you go. But other than that, man, they only had like four or five other main courses, and they were really specific.
I will tell you,
probably won't go back.
I had the pork belly over the rice. And
yeah, Quinn had that.
Oh, that was so good. And Kim had the mac and cheese, which you wouldn't think of that as a main course. But the way they did it, it was definitely a main course, and it wasn't just – it definitely wasn't your standard mac and cheese. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, but awesome for adults. Kids, they read mac and cheese and think it's going to be great. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Brown meat and other stuff mixed into it. So, kids, it's not, right. not a meal for you. Hope found that out. So yeah, no, that was good. As far as other places we ate, no other sit downs.
Anything downtown? Like Disney Springs?
I tried to get into Earl's Sandwich. I love that place, and the line was just out the door. It was ridiculous. What was I going to say? We did stop at Nomad's, that new lounge over in the Animal Kingdom. So now there's this new bar called Tiffin's
is the new signature restaurant, yes.
Right, which is actually right on the border of Pandora. It's right by that wall on that walkway that brings you over to where the bridge is and the rest of Camp Mini Mickey was. So I'm wondering how that's going to transition into Pandora once that gate comes down the road. But next to Tiffin's, they have a Nomad, which is a lounge, which is becoming a trend now. I noticed how the Rain Tree at Disney Springs had a lounge, the Lava Lounge, down along the water now, too.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, and I think that's becoming more of a trend where you don't have to go to the restaurant, but you can still go to the lounge and spend a lot of money. And not, you don't have to get reservations.
Go to the lounge
and
spend a lot
of money. Still have some of the limited menu.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance. Well, Nomad's, I only checked out the drink menu, so I'm not sure what food they had to offer. I was just saying, I still only walked away with a Safari Amber.
We talked about that on shows before. You know, one of Sam's big tips is if you want to eat at the 50s primetime, you can go sit at the bar and, you don't need a reservation. You can get a drink and order off the menu.
Right.
One reservation we couldn't get for a long time.
Uh-oh, we got behind you. Let's listen.
5 minutes.
For your safety, please note
you guys are welcome to stay along with it.
The
West Coast
area will be briefing for you.
Can you hear the stormtroopers behind me?
We cannot.
They're walking along.
Nice. We need to get video. That's for sure. We will definitely be listening to the audio from the fireworks, whether it's live with you right now or a recording that you send me. In 5 minutes, we'll be listening to that.
Well, a little thing. Okay, another little thing. I just watched Star Tours before coming over here. I rode that. And you know how they have the Naboo scene where you end up crashing into the water and going past the Gungans? Well, the first time I ever saw the one where he actually hit Jar Jar and he hits the windshield and slides off of it. And then when you get into the garage and you bounce in, the nose of that ship doesn't go through the front windshield. It touches it, it stops, and then the droid gets mad at you and throws a bucket of yellow paint on you.
Nice.
I have never seen that one before. That was great.
They've made a lot of little changes like that over there.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
And they've made a lot of tweaks.
Right.
I like it. Because the one that Boba Fett makes an appearance in one of the segments.
Oh, yeah. No, he's there. So does Han Solo does, too. Now, something else I noticed is seeing it like five times I've been here. Every time it starts out with a Jakku scene. So I don't know if that's because of the movies going on right now and everything like that.
Yeah, that's what that's they said when they did it originally, that everybody would see that scene first and that it would be random after it.
Yep.
And I'm sure that'll be replaced with Rogue One and we'll get some more Vader at that
point. We'll see. Well, right now you have the opening, so you do see Vader. I'm surprised we don't see Kylo Ren in that. Oh, and before I do go, you find Star Wars merchandise in this park, any park, everywhere. Everywhere. Magic Kingdom, any of the toy stores you go into, it's going to be Star Wars. Disney Springs, all those different places, everybody has Star Wars. It's almost amazing.
So compare that for me. Star Wars versus Frozen versus Finding Dory.
Dory, Finding Dory is almost non-existent.
Wow.
Frozen, compared to Star Wars, is not even noticeable either, believe it or not. Compared to the amount of Star Wars stuff everywhere, wow. And it's a lot of variety, too. Not just like the same old thing in each store. It's funny, even at the character warehouse, they had a bunch of Star Wars stuff. They had the guns and stuff on sale, really cheap. Which I guess they can't sell in the parts anymore. That makes a lot of
sense. Right, they had to liquidate it. Right.
Guns.
Yeah, how about that?
So, hey, Ed, you have 1 minute before that's going to start behind you. So I'm going to sign off and kind of listen to the Star Wars Galactic Celebration from Hollywood Studios. For all of us, you know, for Sam,
Charlotte, Jimmy, and
Kongaloosh.
We'll see you later.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to get cut off. This is good.
Thanks so much, Ed. This is so awesome. It was great to hear this.
Yeah. So now, right now, in front of us, we have two gentlemen standing. Hopefully, they want to sit down because then everybody else will want to stand up. So we'll see how it goes. Wish me luck.
So what color's the theater right now?
It's a favorite color.
Right.
Meaning it's the color of the theater. It's just, it's that theater showing up on top of it.
So the projections aren't just on the theater, they're also over on the old,
Everybody
stood up.
On triumphant moment in screen history. At the world-famous Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California, Star Wars premieres. Transporting audiences with these simple words. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
I see your eyes in different people. I see your eyes.
what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, penetrates us, it binds the galaxy together.